And now...
What's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happened next and let me know how you do on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, it's all messed up this week because he's been playing it on his own, Becky, so...
Well, how did Napoleon do?
I tell you what, no, he didn't. It was a draw. It was 1-1 with Napoleon.
It's not bad for a parrot.
Quite good, isn't it? Just shows how rubbish he is.
I am here. Hello.
Let's do this.
Competition.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know blokes?
Yeah.
Heterosexual blokes?
Yeah.
You know, girls often, they'll say that other girls are attractive, won't they? They will say if another girl's hot. Yeah. Blokes don't do that so much, do they?
Don't they?
Not really. Not as much.
Well, you ask me and I tell you.
Well, I know your man crush, David Beckham.
Where?
I think secretly every boy does have a man crush. Someone they're a little bit obsessed with. We went out onto the streets today. And we talked to some men.
About, you go down Camp Cul-de-sac,
yeah.
You?
About 12 men. And we asked, who's your man crush? Who came out on top, do you think?
I think David Beckham.
Becky?
George Clooney. I wanted to say David Beckham, but he's gone, hasn't he?
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here we are on the streets, finding out who men's men crush are. Something or something.
Alan Shearer's probably my man crush. Just because I respect him more than any man on the planet.
Brad Pitt. Because I can see why girls fancy him.
Tom Hanks. He can do all roles. Clint Eastwood. Even now.
Why is Clint so hot?
I've had a Michael Jackson man crush for about 15 years. Ugh. But recently, since Pirates of the Caribbean, I've had a Johnny Depp man crush.
Yeah.
I wish I was a pirate after him.
Oh, gross.
It would have to be Vernon Kay. Because of his long, shiny hair. And his accent. I like the accent.
Bruce Springsteen? I like music. Yeah. Fan style of music.
Jack Benai, he's cool. So now I just like his hairstyle. As you can tell, I'm sort of going that way.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Yeah.
What do I think about a man crush? I think Johnny Depp would be the best. Yeah.
Johnny Depp. He's beautiful, isn't he? And he's an amazing actor. So.
And how long have you liked him for?
For ages. Ever since he did. Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape? I watched it when I was about 14, I was like, yeah. I like him.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Who's Rob Lowe?
Shocking. He's got like the bluest eyes ever. He's a good looking man. If I had to bed someone, I'd bed him.
Now, that was Fiona.
What, not knowing who Rob Lowe is?
No.
Is Rob Lowe the guy off the mobile phone adverts in the cinema? Because if he's not, I don't know who he is.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Fiona.
Is he an actor?
That's Dennis Hopper, isn't it? On the mobile phone ads in the cinema.
I think the first... If you went to the cinema about 6 months before that, I think it was this bloke that you're talking about now.
Rob Lowe's in the West Wing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's Fiona who did the Dervla Curvelulun.
Right.
And, yeah, clearly doesn't know who Rob Lowe is.
Rob Lowe.
Who?
Rob Lowe. Yeah.
Who's that?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Who's Rob Lowe?
I was starting to get a bit angry towards him, weren't I? The film, but I mean, I don't know anything about films, but it isn't Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape, is it? That's what that person said on the thing, and that sounds like a rubbish title for a film.
No, that is a film.
What? Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape?
Yeah.
It's not.
Gilbert Grape, not Gilbert. Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape.
Same. Yeah, that's a film, chappers.
Is that a whodunit? Who's Eating Gilbert's Grape? Is it? Big mystery.
The answer was Johnny Depp, so wow. No points.
Oh, what's occurring?
I particularly like the Tom Hanks because he can do all roles.
Next one. You know Chris Tarrant?
Yeah.
Have you seen his new show, Colour of Money?
No, I've only seen Harry Hill talking about his new show, Colour of Money.
Yeah. It's like a kind of cross between X Factor and Deal or No Deal. They all have sob stories, but instead of picking boxes, they just have to pick coloured cash machines. It's all luck, basically. You've seen this, haven't you, Becky?
Yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with which one you pick. If you're going to win, you're going to win.
So you think, you would think the contestants would just guess randomly at colours, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah.
No, they've all got reasons. Here's my question to you. How many bizarre reasons did last week's contestants give for picking the different cash machines on the Colour of Money? How many reasons?
How many boxes are there?
I don't think that's important right now.
I think they're told. You know on quiz shows sometimes they're obviously told to make it, sort of string it out a bit. And I think they've been told to do that on this one, so I'm going to say 8.
Chappers.
He was in those fire ads, by the way, quiz the test. I'm going to go 7.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the contestants on last week's Colour of Money with their bizarre reasons.
No, I'm going for car key because my husband's going in the army and this is, you know, it's this one of the main reasons that motivated me to go on here.
My husband's going in the army.
I'm drawn more to gold, to be honest. It just feels more like there's more money
lucky
in gold.
Lucky gold.
Yeah.
Coffee sounds
good. Coffee looks good.
Get things kick-started.
Yeah.
So we're going for coffee.
She's going for coffee because to get things kick-started. Yeah. Oh, the caffeine, yeah.
You see?
Yeah, yellow. Actually, yellow is good. Yellow is Ellie's favourite colour.
Oh, it's Ellie's favourite colour.
Well,
of course.
You've got to go for it, then.
That's why you'd pick that, yeah.
I think it's a red moment now, darling.
It is a red moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigel's a retained fireman as well, so... And our little son, Sam, loves the Ninors. Ninors. Fire engines.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nigel's a fireman, so yeah. Red, obviously.
Yeah. I'm thinking pumpkin. I was thinking pumpkin. I call the kids pumpkin.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm being drawn to pink because I had a little baby this 6 months ago called Lucy. So I feel that I'm going to start with pink. It's been a good pink year for me.
What?
It's been a good pink year.
Right. Of course.
It's not quite an emergency yet, is it? So I would go for magenta, darling.
So it's not a red, it's a magenta
moment.
It's
not a complete emergency, but I'd go magenta.
What are they on about?
If you've got an emergency and it's not quite that bad, don't you think magenta? I do.
Oh, yeah. Code magenta.
Yeah. I'm going to go with lime. It's a nice bright colour. And I like the taste of lime pickle.
Oh, of course. Well. 9 bizarre reasons on last week's Colour of Money.
And also, if someone asked you to, like, name 20 colours, who would name pumpkin?
And coffee.
Or magenta.
It's not quite an emergency yet, is it? So, I would go for magenta, darling.
So it's not a red, it's a magenta
moment.
It's
not a complete emergency, but I'd go magenta.
I'm going to go with lime, it's a nice bright colour, and I like the taste of lime pickle.
So, it was 9. Becky wins today's...
Oh, rubbish.
What's occurring? Well done, Becky. Scott Mills on Radio 1.